Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series, Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. And during this election time, we have one of the candidates with us today, District E, Mr. Chris Simon. Mr. Chris Simon is long-term resident of the area, international business executive in the travel and hospitality industry, a man who chooses to live here in Slidell and to bring up his family right here. So, Chris, welcome. Glad you're here.
Thanks, Bob, for having me on. I appreciate the time and the opportunity to be able to talk to the citizens here of District E and for the greater of Slidell. And it's been a really fun couple of weeks since we declared for the District E seat. And just looking forward to continuing to, you know, talk to the citizens of our great city.
Well, great. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself for those people who don't know you. Apparently, you're pretty well known in the community. But for those who don't know you, who is this Chris Simons? Who is this guy?
Yeah, good question. So Bob, as you mentioned early on there, I'm married. I have four kids. Our oldest goes to Slidell High, and the other three, they all go to Bonnie and Cole. So they range anywhere from 14 down to a set of twins that are six.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so those twins definitely keep mom and dad quite busy. My wife, Tricia, she is an adaptive PE teacher in St. Tammany Parish here. She works exclusively here in the Slidell area. And we've been calling Slidell our home for about 10 years, but the greater area of Slidell for a little bit longer than that. I'm actually born and raised in the area, just right up the street in Pearl River. And as you said, I mean, we choose to call Slidell our home.
Well, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit about your business background. I understand that you're an executive. You've traveled over the world and seen a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, right? I don't take a lot of pride in being the top tiers at Marriott's and Hilton's and United and Delta, but I have traveled all over our great country and all over the world. I've had some great opportunities, Bob, over the years. You know, some of us have an opportunity to work in industries. Others have opportunities to be at the forefront of, you know, creating industries. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I was a part of a great team with a startup down in New Orleans. We had that for a few years in the online travel industry when things were really just first starting. And this whole concept of selling hotel rooms and airfare and cars and cruises online was a very foreign concept to a lot of people. But at the time, it was something that was quite appealing to me. And so, you know, we had that for a couple of years. We had a great opportunity to sell the company to Hotels.com. And so through that acquisition, I kind of oversaw the acquisition. As we moved our company to Hotels.com, I went to Hotels.com in a operations role and oversaw a couple of the brands that they owned and a few other roles with them related to marketing and things like that. And then I had a slight detour, Bob, for about 2 years where I got into the casino industry, had some friends in one of the large corporations out in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And so my role with them was to basically take all of their casinos and kind of oversee their e-commerce and bring all the casinos online. And then after that, I had about a 10-year run at Travelocity, which was by far the greatest 10 years probably of my professional career. What a great company we were. We had wonderful leadership. It was just a very partner-friendly company, just a great company to be a part of. At such a great time in the industry. When I was there, I oversaw our supply relations side of the company for about a third of my time. The other two-thirds of my time, I was on the business side of it, and basically what that was is I oversaw the division of the company that provided other companies technology to sell travel on their site. So, you know, in your wallet there in your back pocket, you might have a credit card. Whether it's with Barclays or Chase or Citi or American Express, we would work with companies like that to provide them technology that then would allow you to take your credit card to burn your membership reward points or your Chase points or your Citi thank you points to book your travel. So that was some really exciting times.
Well, all of this, it sounds like all of this is real cutting edge business, like going where no man has gone before. Not only developing business, but there's no trail, there's no map. look to the future and see what possibilities and opportunities are out there.
Yeah, you know, every day was different than the previous day. Every meeting you walked into, every company that we interacted with, whether it was a travel brand, whether it was a private equity firm, research firms, whether it was, you know, our top 20 banks that we have here in the country, or even businesses abroad, everyone's challenges were different. You know, they all wanted to try to figure out how do they take advantage of the growing online economy.
Awesome. Well, we said at the beginning, of course, you're a candidate for District E. Mr. Sam Caruso has termed out, and he will not be seeking re-election. He cannot. So it's kind of an open seat and kind of a new time for new faces and new opportunities. What made you think you wanted to be a part of this?
Yeah, great question. It is a question I have been asked quite a bit in the last 2.5 weeks. You know, why would I come out of my private life and decide to do that? And you know, there's a couple of reasons why. As I drive around this town every day, and I see the opportunity that's around this town, that's played a big part in it. Those four kids that we talked about very early on, their future, their lives, definitely are a part of the reason why I'm doing this. You know, as I said to you, my wife and I choose to live here. We don't have to live here. You know, working in the industry that I work in, you know, I have the opportunity to live in other cities, other countries, but we choose to make this home. And, you know, instead of, you know, sitting on the sidelines, like I think a lot of people do sometimes, and they may think about, you know, different solutions or problems, but never really act on it. You know, I decided it was time. You know, I saw an opportunity and I decided it was time to, you know, be a part of the city and to kind of create, shape, and execute on what the vision will be for the city moving forward.
Well, District E is an important district. It's a big district, has a lot of business as well as a lot of family homes in it. So it's really a lot of different interests that you're representing. For Slidell, a lot of important interest.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, as every citizen in this city, you know, is concerned. All right, especially myself. You know, living here in Kensington Estates is where we choose to call home. You know, infrastructure. You need to have sound infrastructure to be able to support a growing economy, right? And that's going to include these things such as streets and, you know, proper water drainage and sewer and things like that. Safe communities is also another one, right? You know, we need to have someone in office that can work close with our police chief, Mr. Randy Fandel, and his great team over there at the police office and be able to work with those guys and understand the challenges that they face and the challenges that our city faces with the Public Works Division and all that. And so, yeah, so that's a very important for me. It's something that we hold quite dear. I've had just my own self. I mean, we in Kensington have had a lot of infrastructure issues. And so, you know, I've worked with the city to work on those infrastructure issues we've had, some of the drainage issues we've had. And, yeah, so it's very important to, I think, address those concerns, but then also address maybe the greater good of Slidell and get involved in some of those other very similar issues of safe communities and infrastructure and then also economic development in other areas of town.
Well, it seems like so much of your business background has been, as you had already said, looking for opportunities, not necessarily going around being critical about this, that, and the other, but looking for opportunities, things that could be done differently, maybe cutting-edge type stuff with your background with online experiences, developing where no man has gone before, as we said. It looks like you're well positioned, particularly in District E, to be able to serve your constituents as well as the whole city of Slidell.
No, you're right. You're right. There is a lot of areas I think the city can grow when it comes to injecting technology into our local city government and to the districts around the city. You know, we last night in the mayor's forum, there was a lot of talk about, you know, bringing technology into the city, not just technology companies, but how the city government is able to leverage technology to better use their time mm-hmm. on a daily basis.
Okay.
And you know, the way I look at my background, you know, as I said, I was there on the forefront of creating the whole online travel industry. You know, we always like to joke it was the Wild West way back when, where you know, we could do anything we wanted to do. But over the years, we've, you know, things have, you know, we had to adapt and change with those times. And, you know, a lot of that experience of coalition building, of being able to bring people together of varying views, likes and dislikes, is something that I'll bring to District E, and also work with many of the other folks on the council, and also with the mayor's office as well.
Do you have any ideas for development in District E that you are at liberty to share at this time?
You know, I think as we look at District E, there are areas when it comes to economic development. We have some locations that are abandoned right now, so we need to look at ways that we can utilize those abandoned locations, whether that's, you know, bringing new companies into the city, or helping grow existing companies that are currently here, local businesses as well. But we need to look at some of that, right? I mean, you know, I'm not sure, you know, we've done a good job probably of looking at some of those areas. You know, as far as, you know, being able to then, you know, look at other parts of town too, you know, have that vision and to see other areas that are hurting when it comes to growth and economic development.
So being sympathetic to other parts of town that need to grow, and being able to make input, to be able to make suggestions and help other areas in town grow as well as District E.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's that coalition building is what it comes down to, right? Being able to focus on your district, being able to address the needs and the concerns of those in your district, and then to kind of get up kind of more of a 50,000-foot view and kind of look around the entire city and to see other areas that also need help and assistance, and to be able to help those in those areas come together, you know, create ideas, listen to those concerns, and then execute on those ideas.
Excellent. Let's talk. Can I talk to you about your faith a little bit?
Sure.
Happy to discuss. I know that you're a member of Community Christian Church here in Slidell.
Yep.
And that your family has been there since your family was a family. And tell us a little bit about who you are in that regard.
Yeah, sure, happy to. So I started going to Community Christian Church probably, it would actually be 19 years and 7 months ago this month. And so you ask, well, what does 19 years and 7 months ago mean to you? So the lady that I was quite interested in at the time, which eventually became my girlfriend, then my fiance, and then now my wife, made it very clear to me that if we were going to date, I was going to church with her. And so 19 years and 7 months ago, I said, okay, sounds great. We're going to do this. And so I've been going to Community Christian Church for 19 years and 7 months. I'm very happy I listened to her. It's been a great 19 years of being with Tricia. She is an awesome person. For those that know her, know how strong she is, and know how great of a mother she is, and also a great wife. And, you know, we're looking forward for others getting a chance to both know her and the rest of our family. So, you know, growing up, you know, church was always, you know, something that our parents brought us to, right? You know, it was something that was ingrained to us as kids. And, you know, I think as you're, you know, when you're a child, you just kind of listen to what it is your parents tell you to do. At least in my house, that's how it was. You know, you definitely didn't talk back to your parents. But as you become an adult, you know, I think there's decisions that you have to make. You know, I think there's a quote out there where a man that stands for nothing will fall for anything. You know, I'm just really, you know, again, I'm very appreciative that Tricia made that declaration to me. And you know, being involved in the church for the last 19 years, it's helped me grow as a person. It's helped shape the way that, you know, my relationship is with her. It's helped also shape the relationship that I have with our children and the rest of our family as well. You know, every decision that I make, there's some factor that's behind the decision that I make. You know, because ultimately, you know, we're accountable to our God. And, you know, I mean, it would really be a shame to make decisions that go against that. And so every decision I make as a father, as a husband, and also in the corporate world, has that behind it.
Amen. Well, great, great. I understand you and your wife are also sports-minded people, that you've done some pretty extraordinary, for me I'd say weird, but for you I'd say extraordinary things athletically. Can you just give us a little glimpse into that part of your life?
Yeah. So it's funny you mentioned that, right? So sports are something we definitely hold near and dear to us. You know, that's actually kind of the way that we met each other. My wife ran track in college. I played baseball. We happened to be home one summer at the local gym here in town, and that's where we met each other. So fitness has always been a part of our life. You know, as you were probably referring to there, we love to get out and run all these crazy obstacle course races.
Well, you do those extreme things, rolling in mud and crawling under barbed wire and breathing fire.
I'm not so sure I go as far as breathing fire, but we have had to jump over fire. So there are quite a bit of events around the country where you do, you know, go waist deep in mud and in water, and you climb over walls. And I think all of that at the end of the day is you're just trying to test yourself to see exactly how far you're going to go. And, you know, so those are exciting to do. It's a lot of fun. It just kind of pushes you to be better than what you were the day before.
You know, the heart of an athlete is one that's, again, it's competitive. But an athlete also understands the value of playing on a team, the value of working with other people so that the team wins. We all get the same ring at the end of the day if it happens to be a Super Bowl, whether you actually played in the game or not. But it takes all those people working together to make it happen. And to me, that starting with the SBBA and the SYFA, the kids' ball programs, it teaches children the lessons of life, of how to get along with people and things of that nature. And I suspect that's a good part of how you became who you are, is because you've learned some of those lessons in sports and fitness.
It is. I had a lot of great people around me growing up as a child in youth sports, moving on to high school. Had a wonderful, amazing man of God who was our baseball coach at the school I went to. And then just continuing that, you know, where I went to college at as well, just another amazing, amazing head coach we had there, who not only was a great baseball coach, but was a great person and taught us about what life was like outside the game. That's also kind of how I kind of rolled into this hobby that I have, right? You know, most people hunt, golf, they might fish, you know, here in the area. I'm a college baseball umpire. When I got done playing baseball, you know, I wanted to find a way to stay around the game and to kind of give back to the game for those that have come before us and for those that will come after us. So it's a different hobby. It's not one that many really around the country choose. You know, it's a profession that is never rewarded. It's always a profession that is constantly looked upon negatively, as I'm sure you watch all of your either professional or amateur sports. Anytime your team might lose, it's always the referee or the umpire's fault.
Oh yeah, it's the officiating for sure.
It is. That's what everybody says.
I mean, the Saints would agree with you. Why not?
That's probably what a Saints fan would say, right? but it is something that I hold so close to me. It is a very important part of who I am. You'll actually see in a lot of our campaign materials around town. There are three words on a lot of those campaign materials: honesty, integrity, and transparency. And when I look at a baseball game, right, we are there to keep the honesty of the game, to make sure that both teams are not going to take advantage of the other one, to uphold the integrity of that game, and ultimately, at the end of it, be transparent in what your decisions are. You know, it's been very good for me the last 4 years. I've been very fortunate enough to be in a select group of umpires around the country that have advanced into the postseason. So for the last 4 years, I've worked in the NCAA Division I postseason. It's been a very rewarding thing for me. And as I've declared over these last couple of weeks since I've gotten to the race, a lot of people have really enjoyed learning more about that, because it's not every day that you get to meet someone that's living next to you that has a hobby like that.
Well, it's a great hobby, but also I think a great training field. You call strikes strikes, you call balls balls, and you know the difference. And even if the coach doesn't agree with you, you stand up for what you believe in. And that's, I think, just character-wise. Yeah, a man of God, a man who can stand up for what he believes in, a man who calls it like he sees it. Maybe there's not so many of those around today.
You know, that's very true. And I think that's a very good view that you have there of that profession that I hold very dear to myself, is we are there to be honest and to uphold the integrity of the game. And it's those things that I hold very close to me, both with my family, and then it's also something that I'll take into the citizens of City Council District E and to the citizens of Slidell. You know, I want to be open with them. I want to, you know, hear what their problems are and their concerns are. I want to be able to serve the office with integrity, with honesty, and then ultimately, at the end of the day, be transparent with those citizens of where all of the tax dollars go.
Awesome. Well, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. Eye-opening, adventurous, interesting, and very good for Slidell. So as we close up, is there anything that you'd like to say in closing?
First, thank you for your time. You know, I appreciate the ministry that you guys have here in town. It's a very, very important one for the community. So on March 24th, it's a very important day for our city. We're at the crossroads. We have some very important elections to make. We have pretty much a brand new city council that we're going to be electing almost. Most of those seats are up. We have a brand new mayor that we're also going to be electing. And it's very important that we have people in office, as I said earlier, that can help create, shape, and execute on a vision that the citizens of our great city can get behind. And when we look back in 4-8 years from now, you know, we can see all those improvements. And so if you're not registered today to vote, strongly encourage you to get out and vote and make your voice heard. And I would really appreciate your support for City Council District E. And thanks again, Bob, for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Chris. That was really great. How can folks be in touch with you?
I have a Facebook page. You can look me up at Chris Simons for Slidell City Council District E. Also, feel free to reach out to me on my cell phone, which is 985-290-3857.
Thank you so much. I know you're busy. You ran from one meeting, and I think you have another one after this. So thank you for making time for us. We appreciate it, and appreciate you spending it with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices today here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us at 985-250-1037. Leave a comment, send a text, and if Chris said something today that you're interested in or you want more information or you want to be in touch with him, call us. We'll help you make that work. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell. Leave a comment. Also, go to our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. You can make tax-deductible donations to support this station. We need the support of folks, yep, just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.